Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 258. What does it mean to follow Christ during this cosmic day of atonement? What does it mean, in practical day-by-day living, to follow Christ during this present, cosmic day of atonement? It is the hour of God's judgment, indeed, and to the ancient Israelites it was Yom Kippur, the annual solemn day of fearful preparation lest one be cut off from his people, destroyed. Many youth have experienced an antitypical fear in this grand day of atonement. To them, the pre-Advent judgment has triggered nightmares. But all this fear, anciently and today, has been old covenant. The word atonement means at one with, reconciliation. Simple. So today's day of atonement is joyous reconciliation with God. Heart enmity is cleansed away. Nightmares are gone when one thinks of the Day of Atonement in New Covenant terms. For an ancient Israelite who believed the New Covenant Gospel there were some. The Day of Atonement was bliss on earth. It meant the same close fellowship with God that Moses experienced. The oneness meant sharing God's love for Israel and for the world. For Moses it even meant his willingness to die forever if only Israel could be saved. For those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes today, this cosmic day of atonement means just what Jesus says, "To him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me in my throne, as I also overcame." That oneness of heart with Jesus is sharing his love for this lost world, cooperating with him in saving people, sharing with him executive authority in bringing to an end his great controversy with Satan. Joy? There is none greater.